Today is January 11th, 2022, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we're reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising God using the Word of God. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're the authority over our schools, so beautiful. You are the counselor and the divine redeemer, equal to none other and faithful in everything that you do. You are God alone and the hope of education. Increasingly wonderful each day. You're the just judge and the king of the universe, our Lord and Messiah, and you are new with us right now, omnipotent, perfect, and the quieter of our souls. Oh Lord, you are the rock and the redeemer, the savior of the universe, and Lord, you're the teacher of teachers. Please, Lord, help us to understand you more, for you are the understanding one. Your victory in the blood of Jesus and the wonder-working power. You're the Word, you're the expert, and you are Yahweh. Thank you, Lord, for being the zenith over all the creation. We praise you, we thank you, and we look to you for everything. Lord, thank you for this new year. Thank you for new beginnings. Thank you for hopes. And thank you, Lord, for your ambassadors. Thank you for all of those that are in our schools right now who are looking to you for answers and for direction, for guidance, and for trust. Lord, what do our people do without you? It doesn't make any sense. But Lord, we love you. We know you are the creator and designer and that you see each and everything that goes on. Lord, let all the light shine. Let darkness be shunned away and reveal all things that need to be seen. Oh, gracious God, let our children see light in us and let it point to you. Oh, Lord, let our colleagues see light in us and let them glorify you also. You are the God of transformation, and we ask for that kind of transformation in our schools through Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. We praise you and thank you because you are beautiful, and we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. What a privilege it is to read His promises with you. Our promise today comes from Hebrews, the Word of God, Hebrews 6, verse 17. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. The Word of God, Hebrews 6, verse 7. Praise God for his unchangeable, incredible character. And now let us pray this beautiful promise. Dear God, our guarantee, thank you, Lord, for always encouraging us. We love learning about your unfailing, unchanging character of love. Help us to love more. Thank you for making us heirs with your Son, Jesus, and the unchanging character of your purpose. You even guaranteed it with an oath. Oh, Lord, how great you are. We need to see our students as you see them. What a change that would be for us daily. Convict us, Lord, each day when we are not living like heirs, and help us to be contagiously loving others on campus as your children. May they see you through us somehow, some way, each day. We love you and praise you in the unmatched name of Jesus. Amen. What a gift it is to pray these promises with you, dear friends. Now, you're not going to be surprised, but I'm looking at a beautiful image of a sunrise along the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, there's just nothing more wonderful than to prayer walk along the beach, looking at, oh, the incredible new day, and all the birds are singing, and the sky is lighting up. And I hear in my ears, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Oh, I would love for you to share this promise today, my friends. If you feel up to it, just go to the app. You can find it there, or you can come to the website by going to Christian Educator Site, CEAI.org, and then look under resources for Around the Word in 180 Days, and you'll find them there. Now, we have said the promise, we've prayed the promise, and I wrote you a little note about this promise I'd love to read to you. Isn't it comforting to know that God does not change his mind? He has promised eternal life to his heirs, and nothing can change that. It is immutable, unchangeable, and bound by an oath from him. Christian Educator, we are heirs to his promise. Let us live each day in awe of his eternal gift. Let us praise him while we are on our way to school, during the day with each need, and at 1:16 p.m. in prayer each day with your brothers and sisters in the public schools and on your way home. He is our promise-keeping Lord. And now it's time to praise him using the very words from his book. Our praise for today comes from Psalm 146, verse 10. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. There are two things remaining that we always do on Around the Word in 180 Days, and that is to remind you of our 1:16 p.m. prayer for today and to read our daily devotional. Let us begin with our 1:16 p.m. prayer. This special prayer is a designed time to pause and pray. It's not a long prayer. It can't be. It's not a natural stopping point, is it? But if your alarm goes off at 1:16 p.m., just smile and know that you are not alone, for you have hundreds of brothers and sisters who pause and pray each day. Now, you don't close your eyes. You don't bow your head. But you just talk to God and be reminded of whom you serve. But today, I'm going to tell you what we're going to pray for. Now, these prompts are just for variety. The point is that you're going to pray and recognize our God. Today, we're going to be praying for the faith to trust God's absolute sovereignty over our school communities. He's in charge, and his people are sprinkled all throughout our public schools. I believe in my whole heart that every school, on every campus, that every day, someone is praying, even if it's just one voice crying out. And so, my friends, if that's you and you see him all alone in your school, you're not. You have brothers and sisters who are praying just like you. So just remember, we didn't make this time up for no reason at all. It's not random. It's based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Greek. May you be blessed in prayer today as you lean in to him, our Savior. And now, our devotional from Christian Educators. CEAI.org is our website. You can go there to resources and find your daily devotionals there. You can even sign up for email so you can have them right in your inbox. Or, of course, you can listen to them right here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Today, our author is Chad Skolny, and the name of his devotion is called Leadership, the Prayer. Lord, help us to walk in integrity before our students at all times. Amen. The scripture that Chad chose is Psalm 78, verse 72. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hand. How would the boy in Jesse's house, who was busy feeding the sheep, be able to lead a nation? The psalmist answered that David would lead by the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hands. How will you lead the children that God has placed in your path? You must lead them with integrity. The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. And that's Proverbs 20, verse 7. Before David and Saul, there was no king in Israel. and each man did what was right in his own eyes. This must not characterize you. Your integrity must be holy and undividedly committed to Jesus Christ, as he is revealed in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. With such integrity, you must then labor diligently to lead your students. There is no greater calling than training up children, and like many important jobs, it is not easy. If taken seriously, it is the most demanding thing you may ever do. Are you committed to working as hard as it takes? Are you committed to getting better at your craft? Are you committed to leading by the integrity of your heart and the skill of your hands? And that, dear friends, was our devotional for today, written by Chad Skolny, and he called it Leadership. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of our promise for today from Hebrews 6, verse 17. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. Oh, holy God, how awesome it is to know that you are the one who is the promise keeper. You make them, you keep them. You bless us and you give us hope. Oh Lord, thank you for your guarantee. It's even guaranteed that we will be with you eternally by your oath. There's no more wonderful news than that. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Bless the children, bless our colleagues, and help us to walk in our integrity for you and the skillfulness of our hands. We love you, Lord, and look to you for all things. And we praise you on this Tuesday. And we ask for it all in the mighty name of our King Jesus. Amen. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.